Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarning Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bummer Bip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to the NERS, National Radio Service. You can have your say, but call us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Text the brother as well, 045-714-0550. Don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM, Yarn Up Strong. Our next generation of First Nation musicians play Town Hall at NAIDOC in the city. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Nookie, Yurun Rapper, and We Are Warriors Creative Director. And we've got Nookie on the line. Nookie, good morning. How are you?
How's it going?
Yeah, good, my brother. Thank you for coming to the program. Before we start, brother, let the mob know who your mob, where you from.
Yep. Oh, sorry.
Go ahead, bro.
Man, yes, I'm a Yuna Tungari breed, born and raised on the South Coast, New South Wales, down Nowra there. Yeah.
Cold country, brother. Cold country. I'm in Cairns, North Queensland, cusp. Big shout out.
Yeah, look, I'd rather be there right now, I tell you.
Rugged up. Brother, look, please, congratulations. Tell us about We Are Warriors. You're the creative director. Who's We Are Warriors, brother? Paint that picture.
Yeah, so We Are Warriors organisation I started a few years back that highlights, you know, stories of black excellence, and we do a bunch of community work down here in a few of the schools at Western Sydney and back home in Nowra where I'm from, doing stuff with the kids down there, showing them how to make songs, write music, do art, fashion, dance, all that, bro. So yeah, down there just trying to give the youth some tools.
Good.
Go out and achieve, yeah.
Is there a group of people at the table with We Are Warriors, or you running solo?
I'll do most of it myself, but we do have a table that's rotating with Warriors, so do a bunch of stuff with Barker from time to time, do some stuff with Kobe D, Otis Carey we've worked with, Shao, Patty Mills, Kathy Freeman more recently.
Good, beautiful.
So yeah, there's a lot of Warriors there, brother.
Yep, no, I hear you, brother. Fantastic. We're talking about the Town Hall concert. Is it a one-day concert?
Yeah, that's a one-day thing. So 10th of July here, Sydney Town Hall. We Are Warriors in the city of Sydney. We partnered up to deliver, NAIDOC in the city. So
beautiful.
Got a markets going on down there from 2:30, and then that'll go to 7:00. And once we kick in the 7:00, the music program will start upstairs in the Grand Hall. I think is what they call it.
Town Good
Hall.
Brother, yeah.
Yeah.
And you've been part of the Town Hall concert.
Yeah, so this is my first time kind of putting it together with them. But so I'll be playing there with 3%. We've got Jem Cassidaly there. Becca Hatch, host of buyers at Compton, Kayleen Langford. It'd be sick.
Look, it's fantastic, brother. And when we use it, a platform like so, we're talking a celebration of NAIDOC, of course, bringing people together, black and white. It's an educational tool, as well as a tool that shows our existence, always was, always will be. So it's a powerful gathering when we talk NAIDOC, isn't it, Nookie?
Yeah, about 100%. Look, this is hands down my favourite part of the year. You know, like we celebrate who we are every single day of the year, but that one week in particular where it all gets turned up and a bit more amplified, it's solid. And you're right, it is, a big celebration of us and, the greatness we've achieved, our accomplishments, but also, for everyone to come and celebrate that. So,
Can you name us some other artists who will be performing at the Town Hall for NAIDOC this year, bro?
Yeah, so Becca Hatch, Jem Cassidaly, Young Brother, Minty, Blue Tongue and Toa, Makasha. pretty sure that's it there, yeah.
Yeah, beautiful. So a ray of artists there. You mentioned Jim Cassidaly. Of course, connection there for Troy, of course.
Yeah, daughter girl there, yeah.
Beautiful. That's fantastic, brother. Look, there's a talent galore at the table. So anybody around Melbourne, 10th of July, there it is. Go and catch an AFL game, but check out the town hall on the 10th, brother.
That's it, yeah.
Nookie, good yarning with you, brother. Look, break a leg. All the best, my brother. Stay strong. We'll yarn soon, eh? Happy NAIDOC. Oh,
solid. Yeah, happy NAIDOC, bro. Cheers.
See you, bro. Beautiful yarn there. Nookie, a Ewan rapper he is, and also the creative director for We Are Warriors, and next generation of First Nation musicians playing at the Town Hall at NAIDOC in the city. So that's down there at Melbourne, 10th of July. Cold country, but like I said, if you're down there catch an AFL game, then do check out that fantastic entertainment. Too deadly to see. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. And a big shout out to our First Nation radio station across this beautiful country of ours and the work that they're doing regarding our music, as in First Nation music, First Nation yarns, all our storytelling. Like I said, it's 21st century. People are online, social media, but they still listen to the wireless. And like you tuned in here to this daily wireless program, National Talk Black, have your say in yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. Yarning with Bully and Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, and you know it, National Talk Black.
Yeah. I make it look easy when I do this, like Bruce Lee with a few kicks. I got new keys for a new whip and a few G's, no white cliff. I hold it down for my tribe. You won't breathe till I die. You and me do not vibe. I see through all them lies, I'm the Tupac of my city. All eyes on me, no biggie. When they rely on me, I get it. Bring it. Payback spin, I'm missing. Boy, I'm 10 plus to win it. That's 10 toes in the field. Now them folk gon' get it. My whole team go villains. There's no decline on my key card and the doorway's lumbing. And this black ass got an A-class, I'm nice and comfy. And my flow ice for unkies. And I say stacking unjis. And I don't talk to gungies. Only God can judge me. Look, always was, always will be. I should die hard, yeah. They can never kill me. Always was, always will be. My team here to stay, and we got a skill streak. Look, look, look. I know your little team won't be us. Any little troop won't see us. Never back down with Jada. What they had now with Jada. Ay, Merkham, whoa, Merkham, ay, Merkham, whoa, Merkham, Merkham, ay, Merkham, whoa, Merkham, ay, whoa. I know your little team won't be us. Any little troop won't see us. Never back down with Jada. Where they are now with Jada. Ay, Merkham, whoa, Merkham, ay, Merkham, whoa, Merkham, Merkham, ay, Merkham, whoa, Merkham, ay. Always was, always will be. Got these dogs all filthy. Take a shot. You can't kill me. Nah. Got a wars in the building, and our law's infinite. Yeah. Got the mob here winning. Yeah. Got the squad here with me. Yeah. Always wars, always will be. Yeah. Pick up the pace. Yeah. Put some respect on my name. Pedal down, no brakes. Busting at them with the flames. I'm going hard in the paint. Biggest dog in the race. Free my fam in the chains. Let them feel our pain. Us and them not the same. This is life, not a game. Competition get wasted. See what I want and I take it. Me and them no relationship. I'm the truth, now face it. Always was, always will be. Got these dogs all filthy. Take a shot, you can't kill me. I'm a god, no Achilles. Always was.
After 200 years of massacre, invasion, murder, and today we are people in exile.
G'day folks, Troy Cassidaly here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
The sun would hide, then come back. chased away the rain. Makatakatiotoka, makatakatiotoka, makatakatiotoka.
In the mango rain.
Makatakatiotoka, makatakatiotoka, makatakatiotoka.
In the mango rain.
Wait until the season's over, I'll come back for you. Come December,
beautiful track there with Uncle Seaman Dam with us in spirit, Mango Rain. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying, Yarn Up Strong, deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call the number, Yarn. Yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. And we're live here at the First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bummer Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Now, with over a decade in operation, Mara Law and Advisory is one of Australia's leading 100% First Nations-owned and managed national law firms supporting clients across the nation. And look, we're going to catch up yarn with Mabel Parker, Mara Law and Advisory Paralegal. And we do have her on the line. And a very good morning to Mabel. How are you, Mabel?
Hey, Trev. I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm well. I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based? Where are you at?
I'm currently based down in Nipaluna. I'm down at the Marawa office here. I'm from WA though, so
okay.
I came over a couple of years ago to do uni over here.
All right,
so it's
beautiful.
Been really interesting.
Yeah, good, good, good. So how long have you been with Marawa Law? Advisory, paralegal?
At this point, I think it's been like a year and a half
good.
That I've been here. I lined up with Leah when
yes.
I first did placement over this way with like an Aurora internship, and she's gladly taken me under her
good.
Wing since then, which has been really nice.
Well, congratulations. Big shout out to Leah Cameron, doing a fantastic job. And Mara Law are going from, hitting the skies. I mean, they're becoming like a franchise. Do you want fries with that? They're everywhere, aren't they?
Yeah. No, I think you're the local legend around here, Trevor.
There you go. All right, like that. Look, nice to yarn with you. Now, we're talking about the importance of access to justice, and you've got an up-and-coming trip, NRIP, which is in Switzerland. That sounds good. Look, I've been working out, sister. You want someone to carry your bags? Fantastic. Can you tell us what NRIP is, the acronym first, and what's that trip about in Switzerland, please?
Of course, yeah. So NRIP is the expert mechanism on the rights of Indigenous peoples, and that falls under the United Nations Human
yes.
Rights Council, which is really, really cool. It's such mm-hmm. a huge thing to be a part of. Definitely, I feel like, once in a lifetime. So, get to go over there with the uni and
good.
Just address some of the issues that our mob are having, whether it's in Nipaluna here in Tasmania or back home in Cuddanara in the Kimberleys.
Mm.
It's something that I feel like super passionate about, and I think is not really spoken about enough, especially in the legal system.
Yes.
I think a lot of people think, like, once you're in the legal system, everything's smooth sailing from there. But I suppose that's kind of where it just gets started.
Exactly.
There's so many different, like, challenges and things that mob have to really, like, face and come up against in the system, like, firstly being so overrepresented, but not really understanding the system itself or what law can look like, what it can do for them, how it can support them, how sometimes it's not always the most supportive thing either. So for me, a huge passion of mine is trying to just get mob a little bit more informed in ways that we can, like, have a relationship with the law and the way that it can be something really good. So going over to Switzerland is just a chance, I think, to sort of address that on an international scale, because it's likely not something that we face independently here in Australia. I think a lot of other countries have Indigenous peoples that struggle to access the law and have the same problem. So,
yes.
It's just something that I'm really looking forward to, but it's a little high stress, high pressure. So hopefully I don't get too shame going over there.
No, don't be shame. Be strong, sister, and represent us in so many ways. And we look, hats off to United Nations. And we talk about the rights of Indigenous people. Like I said, it's a worldwide, global movement. But First Nation people across the globe are in that position when we talk about white privilege or white power, non-Indigenous power in that sense. If you're black, stay back. I mean, here we are, 21st century, and it still sits at the table, and we need to stamp it out.
Absolutely.
We need a right to go forward. And look, we need to get it together, and it's fantastic that our world movement and world meetings like so are very, very important, and it's great to see First Nation from the Big Island, the first people being represented at that table. Can you tell us, please,
exactly.
Mabel, about the access to justice?
Yeah, so for me, what I've sort of seen and what I've learnt in my journey through law so far is just access to justice is like this principle, I suppose, or this belief that in Australia everyone should have access to legal representation.
Yeah.
They should be able to be supported. They should understand their rights, like regardless of what their circumstances are, regardless of where they're from, what their background are, or like how much money they have. And I think it doesn't take a genius to know that that necessarily is not the case for a lot of people, and especially remote, like blackfellas that are out on the islands or out in community or on the missions. Like, access to justice is, I think, a nice principle, and like lawyers like to address it as something that exists, and I don't necessarily think that's the case. So I think it's important that we're honest about that and that we speak about it and the impact that it has on our people. It's something that it's like a theory, and I suppose it sounds really like far-fetched, but it's not. Like, access to justice can look like people in Clumberoo that don't have IDs because they don't have birth certificates, or it can be like domestic violence survivors look like that don't know where to turn to because they don't have the support. It can be people getting fines from Centrelink because they like don't know how to like lodge an appeal. Like, these are really real problems that we face all the time, and it's something that I think the legal system probably needs to be a little bit more aware about. We often hear about all the big crimes or the big matters or the big like legal cases that go to court and stuff, but I think access to justice highlights the smaller, sometimes more pressuring, like it's a lot more pertinent in society. Like, these are the small problems that people don't really talk about, but it has such
And they escalate, don't they, Mabel?
They really do, and it doesn't take much. Like, you miss one bail payment,
That's
and
right.
then it's lockup. Like, it's a really slippery slope. So I think access to justice is like addressing the legal knowledge to get people support as soon as they want it, and like helping them know where to find it.
Exactly.
So yeah, that's I suppose the idea of it, and that's something that, yeah, being from the Kimberley, you see it all the time. Like, no one has any idea where to get support.
And there we have the highest, you know, incarceration of our people. Exactly.
Yeah.
And we're talking sometimes minor cases, but it still gives you incarceration time. And hence
we've got,
yeah, and then that like you said, escalates and coming out of incarceration. It may lead on to other things, and then naive or the uneducation of the legality.
Yep.
There lies the problem. So talk about closing gaps. This gap needs
exactly,
to be closed.
Exactly. And I think it's like, yeah, when we're so overrepresented and constantly in some sort of legal predicament, whether it's us or our family or our community, when we're constantly being bombarded with like this legal world, when we don't know what it is or how to speak the legal language or how to engage with lawyers or police, that it has such real effects on
it
our
does.
Community.
Yes.
So that's probably the area that I like focusing on the most, because I think it has such a snowball effect, and that's something that I would like to see mitigated in the future in some way.
Yeah, no, beautiful. So, look, and we're having here a yarn about access to justice. So the conversation is front and centre here on the national program on Murray Radio, you know. So there's a start, beginning is half done, but we have to keep the
exactly.
conversations up, you know. But to our people out there, well, any time, approach a lawyer, especially a black lawyer, so you can be educated in the space, you know. And even if you don't need a lawyer, but it's good to have the knowledge is power, but knowledge is potential power. You still need to act on the knowledge that you got, don't you, Mabel?
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's one of the things that I found the most surprising going into law is, like, lawyers are very confident people. Like, they like yarning and they like, they really like sharing the knowledge that they have.
Exactly.
So even though, like, you get a little bit ashamed, a little bit frightened, for the most part, they want to have conversations.
Sure.
And I think, like, black fellas have such a lived experience that you can't teach and you can't really, like, you won't understand unless you've been through it. So
exactly.
I think what I found as well is, like, people want to hear about Indigenous experiences, and that's something that is really powerful. So I think when you're going into situations with lawyers, sometimes it's easy to be intimidated, but sometimes they're just as intimidated as well.
Like, two-way street, exactly, yeah. But
yeah,
but you can't beat black on black, you know.
You have power in that situation too.
Exactly. As I said, you can't beat black on black when you've got our mob talking to, well, a black lawyer in your situation. It just makes a smoother engagement, you could say.
Oh, absolutely. There's a couple of little knickknacks that if you're not mob, you're not really going to understand, and that's probably a good thing.
A good thing, exactly. Hey, listen, thank you for the yarn. Congratulations. Enjoy your trip to Switzerland. And when's that happening, Mabel?
Next week. I head off on Wednesday, so I'm there from the 9th to the 19th for Emirates.
All right, fantastic. Emirates. So, look, cold at that time over there?
Brother, it's summer there.
Thank you.
It's going to be heaven.
Thank
you. It's the complete opposite of
heaven. All right, there you go. So you're going there to thaw out, aren't you?
Yeah, literally. It's going to be like Queensland humidity over
Beautiful.
There. I'm going to take it.
Enjoy the journey. Look, big shout out to the Marawa Law team, Leah Cameron. Beautiful work she does and look fantastic. Thank you for your yarn, Mabel Parker. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. And we'll yarn soon, sister.
You too, Trevor. You have a good day.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Go on then. Bye.
Beautiful yarn there. Mabel Parker, Murrah Law Advisory Paralegal, and talking about and the importance of access to justice, having that yarn for our mob to talk to, especially our black lawyers, to get the information and the knowledge about situations you're in, or just for the knowledge. Fantastic. May empower you to become a lawyer. Never know. And also her trip, upcoming trip to Switzerland for NREP. And that's the rights of Indigenous people through United Nations, which is a fantastic spot space for our mob to be protected across the country. Have your say in yarn up strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Yao Yana with the Bully One. Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev, Murray from the Curry, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and we're live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yindindi Country, BBM, Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And go across the nation thanks to the NERS, National Liberty Radio Service. Have you seen Yan Up Strong, National Talk Black?
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
This is for my people. This is for my warriors. This is for my sister. This is for my sister. This is for my elders, for my elders. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This is for my people in our separation. We are a long way from where we once was. This is for my warriors, we have to keep strong with the big young ones to learn from. This is for my sisters to plucky men of strength and guidance we depend on. This is for my elders to put for a time with the next generation front line.
All wolf in sheep's clothing, never fooled I yet. Cautious with the white walk, we can't track my steps. No switch up or hiccups, up as a jazz plan. I stay sharp like a razor. I know worry about a snake or a hater. Like myself or danger, reckon just keep the same energy that you put on with him now. Stand firm, no worry for which kind you buy a bank account. We count a blessing whenever the sun is out. No worry for one of them hyenas are talking about. Big talk, but their breath smell like shit. Possibilities are not limit, but time luck tick. If they change your ways, why you broke, what we can when you're rich. Hold it down.
This is for my people and our preparation. We are long way from where we once was. This is for my warriors. We have to keep strong with the young ones the land from. This is for my sisters to block each men love strength and guidance we depend on. This is for my elders who fought for a time with the next generation front line.
This is for my elders that fought back to back. We will see through the mission with the same plan of attack. Yeah, I'm Malcolm's up a brother, raw militant jack. I'm all black and I'm proud. What's out there, James Brown? I go fight till I die. What's out there, Cookie Marble? What black star line? What full cargo? The red, black, green. Cover your dream. Royal like rust, but you must keep your mind clean. Like KRS, knowledge reigns supreme. We do it for the team. I dedicate this to our last. And I fight us with my mind. Shove that capital shit up your ass. The talent lies to fabricate the past. How people still dying behind bars. Suicide on the rise. Man, they focus on the money. Y'all can't listen to me black cry. Some turn to crime. Government can't provide. The First Nations left on the side.
This is for my people and our preparation. We are long way from where we once was. This is for my warriors. We have to keep strong with the young ones the land from. This is for my sisters to block each men love strength and guidance we depend on. This is for my elders who fought for a time with the next generation front line.
Yarabah, where my people reside.
Yeah, where you from, my brother? And that's Barry Cedric. Big shout out, Barry Cedric. Hope you're well. And good morning, Yoruba. Hope you're well. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? Daily number here, 1-800-422-416. Call the number, Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. Coming to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country. That's BBM Bumblebrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the country thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? Now, First Nations from across the continent coalesce for climate in the North Rivers. Common Threads coordinator, a three-day climate dialogue for 100 First Nations people from across the continent from Tuesday 1 July, Thursday 3rd July on Bundjalung Country in Lismore. The Common Threads Climate Dialogue is a space where the next generation of First Nation leaders will shape the future of climate justice, grounded in the wisdom of elders and the strength of community. Look, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Deadly Sister, Millie Telford, organiser, co-founder of Common Thread, and also co-founder Seed. She was then Chief of Partnership and First Nation Justice Office at Australian Progress before co-founding Common Thread. And we do have Millie on the line. Millie, good morning. How are you?
Hi, I'm well, thanks. Sorry, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Good. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, sister, let the mob know who your mob, where you from.
Yeah, so thanks so much for having me on the show. My name's Millie Telford. I'm a Bundjalung and South Sea Islander woman, so from the Northern Rivers region here on the East Coast. But I actually live down on Wurundjeri country in Melbourne now. I have done so for the last 12 years, but very good. Special to be at home at the moment.
Lovely, beautiful. Look, a very important space and yarn, and a big shout out to your mob. But we're talking about the Common Threads, climate dialogue. So just enlighten us, please. When we talk about, they talk about looking for life on planet Mars. We need to look after this planet first. And it's a team effort. We're all in this together, and we need to look after Mother Earth. So tell us about Common Threads, please.
Yeah, absolutely. So Common Threads, we are a national network of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander mob, like change makers, activists, advocates, communicators, campaigners, organisers, troublemakers, whatever you want to call us. Really, it's about our people being able to come together to tackle the big issues that we're facing. One of the key issues that, really a lot of our communities are facing is the impacts of climate change and the causes of this. And, we're exploring, I guess, what does that mean for us? What does this issue, how are our communities being affected? What are the amazing, solutions and initiatives that we're also leading? And how do we center First Nations people and our knowledge and our, ways of knowing and being and doing in addressing the big issues that we're facing. And so, climate change being one of them. And so everything that we're talking about is about, country and our rights and our people.
And Common Threads, how often does it operate for? How long has it been running for? And is it an annual event?
Yeah, so we actually, where this has all come from, a couple of years ago, we put on our first ever Common Thread Summit. So it was in March 2023, and we had about 320 mob come together from right across the country, like every state and territory and sort of remote regional areas, cities. That was the first time that we, created space across talking about all different issues, different approaches to creating change. And that was our first big summit. We didn't know what was going to, happen from that point onwards, but people kept saying to us that, we need more spaces like that to come together. So
we'll
can
build it and they will
strategize.
Come. Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. And that is a huge, deadly, big yarning circle, you could say, 21st century, yes.
That's what it was, yeah. And at the time, we were, there were big yarns happening around the referendum and all of that. And so, since then we've done one other big conference like that in Gimoy in Cairns last year.
Okay.
And then this is the next big, gathering that we've done. But this time we're going deeper into one specific issue, which for right now is climate change and
climate change
the country.
For sure. So with this conversation as such, what does happen once the yarn is finished, the information that's on the table, what do we do with it? Who do we go to in regard to government and policy leaders or what have you, or driving the vehicle forward to help in regarding climate dialogue?
Yeah, so even right now, like I've just stepped out of the session and the whole group has broken into three breakouts talking about, one talking about rights, one talking about country, and the other talking about people. And
yeah,
we're starting to move into, you know, what does action look like? How do we continue to collaborate and coordinate and connect? And how do we take these conversations back to our communities and, you know, and keep feeding that back with one another? Because, you know, really it's about building our political power together, taking action together, locally, nationally, internationally. And there's actually a really big key moment that is looking very likely next year, the United Nations Conference of Parties on Climate Change. It's very likely that their conference is going to be in Australia at the end of next year. And so for us, that's like a key moment that, you know, we see an opportunity to not only centre our people on that international stage, but also have some really important conversations with, you know, the government and the federal government, but also state and territory governments about, you know, the ways that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people need to have a seat at the table
of
when
course.
It comes to anything to do with our country.
Well, if you look at it, we are professionals in all aspects of life. When we're talking about 60,000 years, so being at the table is so very important. But we've got knowledge that the so-called professionals of the world are naive too.
That's it.
You know?
That's the conversation we've had. You know, we're the first scientists, the first, you know, astrologists, the first teachers of everything. There's so much that the world can learn from us and that we can move forward together.
And let's hope they're open-minded for the learning, for the teachings. They say when the student is ready, teacher will arrive. Hello.
Yeah, absolutely.
Millie, good yarning with you. Thank you for sharing. And look, all the best to the mob there at the conference. But this should be, of course, an annual event. And we are talking about looking after country, and we are in the 21st century. Thank you so very much. And a big shout-out. Stay warm, sister, and we'll yarn soon.
Thank you. Take care. Ta-da.
Take care, Millie. Bye-bye. A beautiful yarn there. Millie Telford, her name is, and co-founder of Common Thread. And look, a Bundjalung and South Sea Islander woman who has also co-founded SEED. And she was the Chief of Partnerships and First Nations Justice Office at the Australian Progress before co-founding Common Thread. And Common Thread coordinated a three-day climate dialogue for 100 First Nations people from across the continent. And it's all happening at the moment, Tuesday 1 July to Thursday 3rd July. So finishing today there in Lismore. And they did have their conference in Cairns, Gimoy, last year. So look, fantastic. Common Thread's climate dialogue, a space where the next generation of First Nation leaders who shaped the future of climate justice, grounded in the wisdom of elders and the strength of community. Have your say and yarn up strong. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416.
Your empty bottles and cans are worth 10 cents each, so don't chuck them out. Earn a bit of extra cash with Containers for Change while helping keep community clean. Whether you have a little or a lot, every bottle and can counts. So start collecting for yourself, your community or a charity, then cash them in with Containers for Change. Change is in your hands. Search Containers for Change to find a refund point near you.
Station sponsor.
What is greatness?
It's doing what makes you feel proud. What feels right for right now.
When you can study hands-on, all in, practical, professional,
personal. When you can learn local and give back to your community, you define your greatness. Find supportive teachers who are there for you at TAFE Queensland.
Make great
happen. RTO 0275.
Station sponsor.
This is Mark Harbrow. You're tuning in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev on the mic.
1-800-422-416.
Celebrate.
down under the bridge. Gotta keep this thing down low. Yeah, we gotta keep this thing here. Not like a machine, don't nothing. It's just better when the uninformed keeps that fun that way, and it stops us from getting bored. Got the secret, you gotta keep it down low. Got the secret, babe, can't let nobody know. Got the secret, you gotta keep it down low. Got the secret, babe, can't let nobody know.
Daily Mob, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It's come to the time where Trinity Trev signs off. I thank you for your company, your mob. Look good yarning with you. Stay tuned. Got the news coming up via NERS, National Radio Service. So that's happening very soon. A big shout out to the NERS team. Thank you very much allowing us to go across the airways with the daily program, National Talk Black. And look, thank you for your company. Look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. And we'll be yarning soon, your mob. Too deadly.
We are fighting for